You can't pick your family or your extended family. Once you get hitched to your husband or wife, for better or worse, you're also taking on the relations of his or her parents, uncles, aunts, cousins, and so on. Unlike your own natural family, with whom you've probably learned techniques to help you deal, conflicts with your spouse's family are quite a bit more complicated. A story recently published on Wuhan Daily has resonated with many internet users. A local resident in the city of Wuhan, Hubei province, is having trouble in accommodating her husband's extended family members who come to stay with her very often. Her husband, with rural roots, has a big family, and relatives prefer to stay at their home rather than a hotel when they visit. So, should you accommodate your wife or husband's relatives, or even these distant relatives?
Well, public opinion is divided. This complaint has actually provoked a heated discussion on the internet on how to treat your relatives properly when they come to visit your city. So in the ES camp, people are saying it's being polite to relatives. The Chinese saying goes, make your guests feel at home, reveals Chinese people's hospitality. Asking guests to have dinner at home and keeping them to stay overnight is a way to show closeness with family members. And the ES camp also says it's more economical to stay at home. To save money, two things are usually on the menu, accommodation and food. A modest-level hotel in a city like Wuhan could cost at least 150 yuan per night, and that's not to mention having dinner in a fancy restaurant. So cooking at home is definitely the option. So I haven't had an opportunity to accommodate anyone, any distant relative from my home, but I did accommodate my parents and my in-laws. I have to say, there are some minor inconveniences that happens to your life, especially when you live in a tiny, tiny, tiny little apartment.
A tiny apartment. Okay, well, I hear ya. And I mean, if it's your parents or your spouse's parents, then it's a direct relative. And mm-hmm. I think it's easier to feel comfortable to open up your house kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But if it's distant relatives, so it's your dad's big brother or cousins that you haven't really spent a lot of time with, or you rarely even know these people very well, and now they'd like to come and stay with you. I guess the part that people find very difficult to say no is their family. But I think the word family in this context has very different meaning for different people.
Mm-hmm. Which is why the no camp are claiming that the home is a place private where you can let your hair down. Having distant relatives or your in-laws obviously doesn't help that. Also, some are saying frequent visit will bring trouble to one of the couple. Husband and wife should respect each other, but they often sometimes get into fights. Having some onlookers on the side isn't going to help solving the problem or solving the feud between the couple.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, we all have families.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also have a family.
I know. And we're.
Would you like to know about my family?
And, well, the part that, yes, I would love to.
Yeah, I will tell you.
Yeah.
So, you know, first of all, I like what you were saying there, Hyung. What is family? What if I'm adopted? These people aren't technically my family, but I call them family, all right? So I think family has to do with more of a relationship rather than just blood. And in which case, if somebody hasn't fostered a relationship with me, that's a problem. Don't come try to stay with me. But sometimes maybe they fostered a relationship with my wife that I don't have, by the way. And so in which case, it's up to her. I'm on her team. I'm her best friend, hopefully.
There's a lot of variables.
Sometimes her worst enemy, I'm sure. But hopefully I'm her best friend. And in which case, you know, if she says, hey, Ryan, this is my cousins removed twice, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how do you know this person? They're like, Listen, they've been there for me in hard times. I was like, okay, even if they're your friends, you can call them sister or whatever, you know? But if it's just somebody that shows up and they're like, hey, maybe talk to my wife. I'm Ryan's uncle, Timmy. He doesn't really know about me because family doesn't like me. We don't talk often, but hey, I'm in town. Can I stay with you? She'd be like, hey, there's a guy. I never heard you talk about him. His name's Timmy. He's a little crazy, by the way, but he wants to stay here for a couple years, he said. I'll say, yeah, no. Okay, yeah. And then maybe handle the situation. But that being said, is that something common with families here?
Well, I think what you say is actually a little bit more easy to
cope with.
Yes, to deal with.
Okay.
But here's another case scenario that I think a lot of Chinese people are placed within involuntarily.
Okay.
That is when one spouse is possibly from maybe a rural background. And then, maybe in the village, how people interact or what they deem as family is very different as opposed to what city folks see.
Yes.
Like for me, I don't know actually if this sounds a bit selfish, but for me, there's only three people in my family. That's me, my parents. Simple. But for maybe someone from a completely different upbringing, then when you think of when harvest season, like your extended cousin would be next to you harvesting the wheat or whatever plant that you're farming. And then they have a far more closer relationship that is unfathomable for me, for example. So let's say if the nice cousin is coming to visit, or maybe it's just somebody that helped out and you're not so... And that person comes. What do you do?
I mean, you're saying maybe your husband in this scenario has a big family. He comes from a smaller town, and he has a lot of people he considers family, cousins or whatever. And so maybe you're like, they're close, they like to come visit, but this is something maybe you could say, hey, sweetie, or whatever you call your significant other guys. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, that's sad.
But you can always have that communication. Say, hey, I really like so and so, but they're coming here so often. Can we put them up in a hotel? You know, work together as a team. That's how I would handle it if they had a big family. But then also, maybe they're really cool and sweet people, and your family just grew from three to more. Imagine when moving comes around, it's time to move to the new apartment. You got a whole huge family. Moving takes 2 minutes. Boom. You're in the new place. And then big family dinners and everybody's talking. So much love's in the room. It could be a good thing, too. I think, in this story of this lady in Wuhan that sparked a lot of discussion, maybe we see the negative aspect of a big family. But maybe there's some really cool things you get as well.
Yes, and also interestingly, the topic of hotel just came up in your discussion. And actually, I also look into the complaint and also many comments following the complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And many internet users are saying the same word, like maybe the family members should stay in a hotel. And they said it doesn't cost much. In Chinese, 花不了多少钱. Because people are all saying this, it doesn't cost much to send them and have them live in a hotel. But we also have to think about, especially in a setting like this, that one of the couple is from an urban city, and the other is from rural areas. People in rural areas, mostly for thousands of years, they've remained on subsistence farming. Mm-hmm. Namely, they don't make a lot of money in terms of cash. So they do a lot. They take a lot of pains to avoid paying the money, spending the money.
Yeah.
So sending them to a hotel to them will be contradictory to their lifestyle.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's, I wonder if something that can change with urbanization taking place all over China, when people's relationship with your family and especially a standard family will change, I feel. And when there isn't so much of a clash of opinion, maybe these kind of disputes within the family can be reduced a little bit. Or is this ultimately just two people...as a couple that haven't really managed to make a compromise, understand each other better.
I think that's where the line is drawn. And lack of communication and talking to somebody. And remember, I mean, at least in how I described what I would want my relationship to be is with the best friend. And so in which case, best friends should care most about each other and really try to make compromises. Yes, and have communication and talk about these things. But, you know, for somebody that you consider your best friend as well, for the people they call family, you should try to be understanding.
Also, on the topic of best friends, I mean, for people living in the cities where communication and transportation is easier, I think they have the luxury of being able to choose what kind of friends they want to make. For people living in small villages, they just have to bear with whatever they have around them. And that's going to cultivate a virtue in the circle, so sort of...to suffer what is dealt to you. Like having relatives staying with you is just one reality that you have to suffer with.
Oh, well, I think it's good to talk about these things as those who are not in that situation yet. Well, you can think about this, yes, and see the differences and similarities people have from different upbringings here in China. You're listening to Round Table.